Have you ever dreamed of being an all-powerful magician or psychic? Have you ever wanted to make items vanish, bend people's minds, or control their actions? Well, get ready to unleash your inner sorcerer as I unveil some amazing mind magic tricks that'll make people think you're inside their head.
You're listening to
Be Amazed.
Let's start with Di Vernon's five-card mental force, named after the Canadian magician Di Vernon, one of the 20th century's best-known practitioners of close-up magic. He was said to have even fooled Harry Houdini. The trick begins with you laying out five cards: King of Hearts, Seven of Clubs, Ace of Diamonds, Four of Hearts, and Nine of Diamonds. The position of the cards is important, so make sure you do it in that order. Then you can boast about how you'll read your friend's mind and predict what card they're going to pick. Start by casually pointing out certain things about each card, such as the club being the only black card, or the ace is in the center. This is all part of the trickery. Then you'll tell your audience that they need to choose one card. So which card would you go for? Think about it. You got it? Good. Don't tell anybody. I knew you were thinking of the Four of Hearts. Did I get it? If I did, then I'm a Jedi Master. If you picked a different card, then you're not alone, but you're in the minority. The reason this trick works so often is because the majority of people will choose the Four of Hearts because they think the other cards are too predictable. How ironic. The King's too distinct, the Seven's the only black card, the Ace is right in the middle, and the Nine is on the edge. So that gets ruled out too. This phenomenon is called the position force. It occurs when the majority of subjects act in the same way. In the case of Di Vernon's trick, 60% of people will pick the third card from the left. Now that you know it, why not try testing it on your friends and prove you're a psychic master? For this next trick, you'll need to put three items on a table: a lighter, a pack of sugar, and a $1 bill. Also, keep your phone subtly on the table without drawing any attention to it. You'll hand your willing friend a poker chip. They will need to slide the chip to an item of their choice. You, as a mentalist master, will claim to influence their decision and know what object they will choose. The audience member will take the chip and slide it to the object. Let's say they pick the sugar packet. You'll then flip the chip over, revealing the note, "You'll pick the sugar." Your friends will be astounded, or they'll call you a witch, depending on how smart they are. But here's the trick. No matter what they choose, you'll have a prepared answer hidden for every object. So if your friend pushed the chip to the lighter, stuffed inside the lighter would be a note saying, "You'll pick the lighter." Obviously, stick or write, you'll pick the sugar onto the back of the chip if they select the sugar packet. If they chose the dollar, this is when you pick up your phone and reveal that you had "You'll pick the dollar" as your wallpaper the whole time. This style of trick is known as the multiple outs. It relies on the audience's inability to recognize ambiguous situations, thereby creating the illusion of choice. Once the trick is complete, try and swipe the objects away before any nosy audience member gets a chance to inspect them. If they ask to see the trick again, refuse. Remember, once is a trick, twice is a lesson. Two heads are better than one, and that's certainly true for this trick, as you'll need an inside man to successfully pull it off. Together, you'll both prove to your other friend that you are a mind reader. Take five mugs and put them in a row on a table. Casually explain to the pair that you're psychic and can prove it. Cover your eyes and ears, or better yet, leave the room completely. The two participants will have a coin which they will hide under any of the mugs they like. Once it's under, they'll tell you when it's safe to look. In order to successfully read their minds, you'll need to place your hands on either side of their heads. Do this to both of them. Now you'll be able to read their mind and see where they put that coin. Just kidding. What's really happening here is that when you put your hands on the accomplice's face, the accomplice will clench their jaw a number of times to correspond with which mug the coin is hidden under. For example, if the coin is under the third mug, the accomplice will clench their jaw three times. You'll feel their jaw move and from this know where the coin is hidden. When you touch each person's head, you could even ham it up with some intense scowling and humming noises as you pretend to absorb their brainwaves. After this, you lift up the mug, revealing the coin underneath. Your friend and accomplice who's playing along will then instantly bow down before you in the belief that you are some all-powerful god. Or they'll just be very impressed. Depends on how gullible your friends are. For this, you'll need something shiny and reflective, like a metal knife or the black screen of your phone. You'll start the trick by discreetly leaving your reflective object on the table. You'll then throw a bunch of cards into a pile and ask the subject to pick one out at random. Once the subject has picked a card, instruct them to put it in your hand. The next bit will rely on your cunning. Hold the card above the shiner and see their card's face stare right back at you. You'll need to practice with this one since you don't want to make it obvious that you're peeking. Make sure to place your shiner so no one else can see the reflection. Without letting them onto your deception, hand the card back to your friend and tell them to mix it with the rest of the deck. Shuffling through the pack, you'll then pull out the correct card, much to their amazement. Sneaky, eh? You could even try modernizing this trick. If you have your phone turned on, you can have an accomplice secretly video call you using the back camera. Instead of holding the card up to the phone's screen, holding it subtly over the phone's camera should give the person on the other end a clear view of the card. They can then text you what the card is, but you'll have to then slyly look at your phone screen for the answer. So the success of this trick can rely on your sleight of hand or sleight of hand. No matter how good you are at maths, you can astonish people through the magic of mathematics with the power of this next trick. Get 5-cent coins. Now you need to cut one of these cents in half. Put all the coins, including one half of the cent coin you cut, in an envelope and set it aside. Don't worry, all will be revealed. When you begin the trick, first tell your friend that you already know his final answer, and then ask them to come up with a number between 10 and 100. For example, let's say your friend says 30. Then you'll ask your friend to add up the digits that make up that number. When they do this with 30, they'll get 3 and 0. They will then add 3 and 0 together, which gives you 3. Ask them to subtract this result from the original number, creating an even more random number. 30 minus 3 gives us 27. With me so far? Tell your friend to keep repeating this process until they end up with a one-digit number. This one-digit number will be 9. How do I know this? It's guaranteed that if you subtract the result of each of the digits from the original number, the result will always be a multiple of 9. See, I'm not just a pretty face. Of course, you could ask them to hold this number in their mind and then reveal that their number is 9, at which point your friend will be pretty impressed. But here's how you can impress them even more. Simply ask them to have their final digit. The mathematically minded among you will have already figured out that this is 4.5. Once your friend has done this, grab the envelope you set aside and pour out 4.5 cents. 4 cents and the half coin. That's one way to let the money do the talking. I really like this next trick because you get to bring out your inner artist. Take a deck of cards and offer one to a friend. Give them about a minute to draw something on it. It doesn't have to be a Michelangelo, but it should be recognizable. Without showing you what they've drawn, tell your friend to pass their card back to you. Show them the card, make sure they're happy, and then place it snugly back in with the rest of the deck. Once they're convinced, you'll then be able to read their mind and see what picture they imagined. Or so they'll think. To carry out this successfully, you'll need to learn the convincing control card trick. Once your friend puts the card back in the deck, bring your hands together and hold the deck with your fingers. Using your left thumb, carefully slide the drawn card beneath your middle and ring fingers on your other hand. Bring both halves of the deck back together in a smooth downward motion, keeping the drawn card hidden. Use your index finger to slide the bogus card upward, making it protrude from the deck. Your audience will mistakenly believe that this is the drawn card, while the real drawn card remains hidden beneath the pack. To complete the trick, take the bottom half of the deck and use it to push the protruding bogus card back in with the other cards. The drawn card is on the bottom, so when you push in the bogus card, you'll be staring straight at it and see your friend's picture. It's important to practice the convincing control before performing in front of anyone. Take a card and ask your pal to envision what they sketched. As they do, stare into their eyes, creating the illusion that you're truly peering into the deepest recesses of their brain. Then you can duplicate their drawing. Though try not to make it too similar to your friend's picture, otherwise they might get suspicious. Take your subject's card from out of the deck and show them what they drew. Then reveal what you drew and watch them scramble for the tinfoil hat. This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. For some people, summer is the absolute best season. Travel picks up, kids are out of school, and adventure is everywhere. For others, juggling all of that can be incredibly tough, leading to total overwhelm and just counting down the minutes until school starts again. It's easy to feel like you're wasting the sunshine if you aren't constantly thriving. Personally, my summer plans involve a mix of work and travel, and I definitely find myself trying to survive the chaos rather than enjoying it. To take care of myself, I have to intentionally build in downtime. That is where therapy comes in. It helps you better understand your needs, feel more confident setting boundaries, and create a version of summer that actually feels good. BetterHelp makes it easy to get started. They do the initial matching work for you based on a short questionnaire, and you can switch therapists at any time. You don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. Are you scared that someone will get access to your phone and all your terrible secrets will be revealed? Maybe that's just me. Here's how you can use your friends as pawns in this devious mind-reading trick. First, ask one of your buddies to get out their phone. For this trick, it has to be an iPhone. Tell them to make any six-digit number and type it into their calculator. Then they should press plus. Ask them to enter a number that's significant to them, such as, and this is important, their phone's passcode. Once they've done that, they need to hit equals. This will give them a random number. Now tell them to press clear, which will take the calculator back to zero. At this point, ask your friend if you can borrow their phone. I'll assume you've asked a close friend, not just a random stranger. Whilst they reluctantly but inevitably hand it over, press equals. Doing this brings up the last number the subject entered, which, if they took your suggestion from before, should be their passcode. Memorize it before anyone's noticed, press clear again to take it back to zero. When you're doing this, pretend that you were thinking of locking their phone for them, but then change your mind and insist they do it instead. This will make the reason for you taking their phone more legit. Upon handing it back, your friend will assume nothing's changed. Tell them to lock their phone and hand it back to you. Believing that their phone's completely safe from prying eyes, they should gladly do so. Now you can pretend to read their mind, guess their phone's passcode, and easily get in. All those incriminating pictures of them will come to light. Or maybe I'm just thinking about myself again. Either way, next time they won't be as eager to hand their phone over to someone wearing a pointy hat and magic wand. Do you want a trick to impress people at mealtime? I can't think of a better time. You'll need to sit on a table the opposite side of your captivated audience. Place a coin on the table and proudly claim that you can make a coin vanish right before their eyes. Grab a salt shaker and cover it with a stiff cloth. Lift the shaker and smack it onto the coin a couple of times. Now comes the crucial moment. Say that you'll make the penny disappear in 3, 2, 1. Slam the shaker down onto the coin with both hands, collapsing the napkin and apparently instantly dissolving the shaker. How did I do it? Well, you need to discreetly move the cloth-covered shaker to the table edge closest to you. Loosen your grip on the napkin, allowing the shaker to fall into your lap. Hold onto the napkin as if the shaker is still concealed beneath it. The napkin must be thick enough to hold the indent of the shaker after it has vanished into your lap. Pretend to be surprised and irritated. It'll seem that you accidentally made the shaker disappear instead of the coin. Your friends will be super impressed, assuming they're not too salty about it. Say you're at a table with three strangers, Brian, Aaron, and Will. Here's a great way to break the ice. began by confidently telling Brian that you can guess the name of the person he shared his first kiss with. You write down your guess on a piece of paper none of the others can see. But what you're actually doing is jotting down the name of the card you're about to give to Will, the Five of Diamonds, for example. Put this paper away so it can't be tampered with. Introduce the lock-in sheet. You'll say this is to prevent anyone backtracking on their answer. Ask Brian for his first kiss name, let's say it's Sarah, and note Brian equals Sarah on the lock-in sheet. This way, you're one step ahead of each person. Now you can go to Aaron by magically guessing his first pet's name. Scribble down your prediction, which is actually the name Sarah, on a blank paper. Aaron will then reveal his first pet's name, let's say it was a dog called Alex. You'll add Aaron equal Alex to the lock-in sheet. Lastly, focus on Will for a card trick that will get him to pick your desired card. For this, you'll perform the crisscross force. A trick within a trick? That's right. Place the Five of Diamonds on the top half of the deck, have Will split the deck, and then cross the halves. After that, you'll need to distract Will, perhaps by asking him a question. Once he's sidetracked, instruct him to study the card on top of the deck. You know it's the Five of Diamonds, but it's likely that the others won't realize the deck cutting had no impact on the trick. Next, pass the papers to your respective subjects. Brian will receive the paper saying Sarah, Aaron will get the paper saying Alex, and Will gets the paper saying Five of Diamonds. They'll all assume you're really magic. Of course, there are variations to this trick. For the final participant, you could guess a simple yes or no question. If you get it wrong, you'll still have 2 out of 3 answers right. Or you could even have Will be your accomplice and have a prepared answer to fool the others. Classic treacherous Will. I hope you like maths, cause I've got another number trick for you. Before you begin, have a piece of folded paper to hand for your trick's finale. Start by asking your friend to open up their calculator on their phone. Tell them to type out a 3-digit number, ensuring that each digit is different. For example, they could choose 1, 2, 3, but try to get them to come up with something a bit more imaginative. Next, ask them to reverse the figure they chose, so if they chose 1, 2, 3, it becomes 3, 2, 1. Now it's time for the exciting calculations. Get them to subtract the smaller number from the larger number. So if they were boring and went with 1, 2, 3, they should subtract it from 3, 2, 1, resulting in 1, 9, 8. Then they need to reverse this new digit once again. In our case, 198 becomes 891. Here comes the finale. Have them add both the reverse number and the new number together. Regardless of the figure they initially chose, the final number will always be 1089. Before they reveal their total, take out the piece of paper you prepared earlier. You'll have written 1089 on it. Take a step back to avoid having your friend's mind blown all over you. However, before performing this trick, there are a few things to bear in mind. If your friend picks 132, they will end up with a 99 after the subtraction. To avoid this, after the first subtraction, say something like, "You might have a 2-digit number. If so, that's fine. But to keep things consistent, let's turn it into a 3-digit number by placing a 0 at the front." Boom! Foolproof! Have your friends ever had a secret that they just won't let you in on? Well, here's one trick that won't leave you in the dark. Imagine this. You and your two friends, let's call them Barry and Paul, are sat around a table covered in a random plethora of objects. Barry and you both claim to Paul that you can read each other's minds. To prove it, you'll leave the room and then Barry and Paul will pick an object together. In this instance, let's say it's a yellow pencil. You'll return and one by one, Barry will point to each object asking, "Is it this one?" You will answer no accordingly. Eventually, Barry will point to the yellow pencil and to Paul's surprise, you'll say, "Yes!" Have you and Barry really forged some kind of psychic link? No, here's how you do it. You and Barry will have pre-agreed he'll point to the correct object after a black object has been selected. In the case of the yellow pencil, you'll ask the accomplice if a black phone, for example, is correct, just before asking about the pencil. That's why it's called black magic. Now you know the secret, you can try it out on your unwitting buddies. You can even try and throw the subject off by having alternating codes. Once you've done the black object routine, you could have the correct thing be the seventh one they point to, or it could be the one after the biggest object. Let your devious mind run wild. There you have it. Which of these tricks are you going to try out on your friends? And which was your favorite? Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you again next time you want to be amazed.